Good morning. It's John Kazar with you for 1027 1035 WICY. During these, what people are calling trying times, we're looking for answers as we go around the community. And we've been speaking with those such as the mayor. We spoke recently with the superintendent of Malone Schools covering that part of things. We're here with Sheriff Mulverhill, who's with the Franklin County Sheriff's Department. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
That's good. I mean, in times like this, to be outstanding, it must mean you enjoy being busy and working.
Well, it's been steady. It's doing the people's work. So there's a bunch of us that have pulled together, so to speak, around the county and varying towns and whatnot. We're running the Emergency Operations Center here at the 911 in Franklin County. And, it's been a busy place.
Yeah, and so, you know, you normally have your duties as a sheriff. How have they changed ever since COVID came around?
Well, you know, I'm personally, as the sheriff, I'm spending a lot more time, like, say, in the Emergency Operations Center. The jail operation itself has been limited. We stopped the visiting hours probably over a month ago. The inmate population has decreased. I think we're running around 48 inmates as of today. So those, nowhere near the number of transports as far as medical visits and things like that and court visits. So things at the jail are kind of steady, so to speak. So it frees me up, and so now I've got some time to put in over here at the EOC.
Yeah, we're not going to, count the hard numbers right now exactly of how many people in the county have it, but we just know, I think it's a lower number than most. Overall, how do you think we're doing? What are the state of things as you see after about 30 to 45 days of this so far?
I think the worst is yet to come. I really do. I believe that. I think that's the general feeling here at the EOC.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, the numbers are increasing, which we fully expect. And I think the whole flattening the curve isn't necessarily designed to prevent the virus.
Right.
It's designed to spread it out, and I think we're doing that. I mean, the numbers indicate that, and I think that's the reason we're not getting the rapid increase. Maybe that other places are, but I don't think we're out of the woods.
Social distancing, I mean, that's the thing we're all trying to abide to. We're all trying to stay at home as much as possible, among things like wash your hands, little stuff like that. How much is that making a difference in your opinion? I think it has a factor to do with it, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we know that this virus is spread through person-to-person contact and contact where, whether it's ATMs or, the virus can be left on the surface and then picked up. But it's spread through like bodily fluids. When somebody sneezes or coughs or something like that. So I mean, social distancing was probably one of the only things that we could do and had to do to spread this out.
It's funny you mention that because it's one of the only things we can do, and I think it can only do so much still, which isn't a negative
right.
look, but let's just, if things start to spread still, that's just, we're doing what we can. What more can you do with kind of a deal? So I've noticed
right.
We got, St. Lawrence County right next to us, they have a lot more cases. Again, now we're not diving into the numbers, but they have like double the population, but yet they're testing like 8 or 9 times more roughly. Well, any reason for the lack of tests here in Franklin County compared to St. Lawrence?
A lot of it is I think most of the counties are working under the same criteria, and as this virus spreads, then more and more people meet the criteria. And at this point, Franklin County, and for whatever reason, whether it's geographical or whether it's population related, and there are a number of factors that come into it, Franklin County just hasn't reached that level.
Okay.
I can assure you that both the hospitals on the north end and south end have a large number of tests that are available, and really we're kind of holding off on those. To have them when we expect the surge, when the surge comes, and like I say, I think we're all under the impression it is going to happen.
Yeah, no, and it's all about preparation for this kind of stuff, right?
Right?
You want to just
yep.
get we got kind of hit in the face with this in general. So from here, we want to work with whatever we can
right.
to make it. Yeah, last
yep.
thing, Kevin, thank you for your time today. Do appreciate it. Gathering limits. Are we going to be changing that even more strict soon, or you think we're going to leave it right where we're at for now?
Well, I think it's going to stay where it's at for now. I think once, if the situation deteriorates, you may see some further restrictions on that. We may be asking businesses, as opposed to just flat out opening your doors, to limit the number of people that are allowed within these essential businesses. You may, and I know in other parts of the state and other parts of the country are limiting the days of the week The businesses are open. I mean, you may see further limitations on that. You know, the other thing we just, I mean, we ask people to keep in mind, just because it's not bad now doesn't mean that we're okay.
Right.
You know, I mean, we get reports in here almost every day of people having, you know, gatherings, you know, here and there, and, you know, opening up their camps and having parties and stuff like that. And those are things we really need to avoid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we don't want to put anybody in position where they're a carrier for this virus and they give it to somebody who gives it to somebody who has an underlying condition, and we put them in a bad way. And that's really the way you look at this. And we're asking everybody to approach this thing as if everyone they approach is a carrier. And, you know, really enforce the social distancing, the hand washing, and, you know, the governor issued an order now, all public servants or anybody who deals with the public to, you know, have face a face covering. And, you know, I mean, you may see some tweaks on those. You may see some adjustments on those, but it's going to be as the situation deteriorates.
Sure, sure. And so you're just looking at it truly from a realistic alarmist point of view. I don't know if you heard of the term alarmist yet, right? It's just...
Well, I don't, there again, I mean, you can say alarmist, but I think this is about prevention.
Okay.
And I truly like to say the general feeling of the EOC is this is going to come to us, and about all we can do is prepare. And if that makes us alarmist, then so be it. But we're not gonna look back on this and say coulda, shoulda, woulda. We're gonna do everything we possibly can
to know that whatever it comes to, we did what we could. You know,
right.
and that's
yep.
key. Sheriff Kevin Mulverhill with us here this morning, and we do appreciate your time. A lot of questions have been answered. And again, it's just about being honest with ourselves and doing what we can. Kevin, anything else you want the community to know right now that they're listening?
Like I say, I think overall we're doing a great job. You know, don't give up. Just because the numbers aren't there doesn't mean they're not going to be there. That virus is here. It's deadly. It's a killer. It's highly contagious. And, you know, just we ask people to keep that in mind. Also, for your information, you call back here anytime. I'll take your phone calls at any time and answer every question I can for you.
And that number?
You can call right here at the EOC. Is area code 518-483-9685.
Kevin, my man, thank you for your time this morning, okay?
All right.
All right, take care.
Take care.
It's 1027-1035 WICY. This morning, it was Sheriff Kevin Mulverhill. We'll be speaking with more local officials around the community we go here on WICY.